Why not spend a little time going into a long holiday weekend thinking about the waltz and Johann Strauss II, the Austrian composer known as the Waltz King, who wrote what is probably the most famous waltz of all time, the Blue Danube. Sublime. And when our music interpreter Fran Hoffner realized she'd not yet included Strauss in her wonderfully wacky deep dives into composers, she immediately wrote a column. She joins us now from New York. Fran, you write, when you realized you hadn't covered him, what a gargantuan disappointment I am to myself and others. Why? What's so important about Strauss? He cannot be left out.
What's important to me about Strauss is that his music is really fun. And I think it's important to also share music that is bright and colorful and fun on the first listen.
Well, and you like to think of composers in their day as the popular composers of their day, the Justin Biebers, or in this case, the Katy Perry.
Sure, yeah.
Because why? He was about going out and dancing.
Yeah, he was about having a good time out at night with your friends, and he was also deeply prolific. Mm. Hits after hits after hits.
Yeah, and as you write, oops, there it is, I said it, Katy Perry, please do not send me to music criticism hell. Thanks and goodbye. Because we often hear from, hardcore classical music fans. They don't like to hear those comparisons, but you love finding in them what is familiar today. Let's listen to another big Strauss hit. This is in 1874. It's later in his life. Die Fledermaus, literally the flying mouse or the bat in German. Let's listen. I am twirling around a room. What are you hearing?
It's lovely. It's so buoyant and exciting, and I love the way that he plays with the weight of the timing of it, so you always get a little comfortable, and then he sort of drags on a little bit.
Well, and for those who, maybe haven't played an instrument as you have, the waltz is 1-2-3, 1-2-3. Mm-hmm.
Deeply rhythmic, easy to sway to.
Well, within Die Fledermaus are many melodies. Here's one of your favorites. Say to those who say, it's just a couple steps up from a German beer hall.
To that I say, what's wrong with that? I think that's a lot of fun. And the second I hear this, I'm in a good mood. And I think that there's a lot of value, maybe it's poptimism, but I think there's a lot of value in music that just on its face is so cheerful.
Yeah, it's the opposite of the moody German composer Johannes Brahms, who was Strauss's friend.
Yeah, and also one of my favorites, but I find myself in very different moods when I listen to both of them.
Yeah. Strauss wrote over 500 waltzes and other music for dance. Your favorite is Roses from the South. Listen for this kind of build up and then boom. You know, it's true. I'm smiling.
Yeah, there's so much playful drama to it, which I really enjoy as a listener. Music trains you to listen to it, so you know that something is coming from the way it sort of just crescendos very slowly, but you don't know what. And I think that anticipation, that middle ground that he provides, is so much fun as a listener.
Yeah. We know that Strauss was composing at the height of what was a waltz dance craze. People said the waltz was a bad influence, that only married women should be doing it because it involved a then scandalously close embrace. Oh, wait till the tango came. But it led to the birth of dance halls across Europe. By 1832, there were thousands of balls a year in Vienna. He was a part of that.
Yeah, and I think having this type of music that liberated people from their homes and encouraged them to have a good time, it could only be good, you know, for the emotional well-being of Europeans and beyond. And it's kind of how we talk about pop music now when we feel like it's pushing boundaries.
As a musician, what's it like to play?
Oh, it's an absolute blast. And as a percussionist, waltzes are so fun because they are so rhythmic. There's such an emphasis on the timpani, on the cymbals, on the triangle. It's just a joy. I mean, a lot of percussion parts for classical music are sometimes hurry up and wait. You get one big note and then you sit there for 10 minutes, and that's never the case with a waltz. You're always playing.
Well, I want to hear a little of that, but just a note, because it's interesting that this is such light music, because there was a revolution going on in Austria in Strauss's lifetime.
Yeah.
So maybe this was to distract from that. But you talk about timpani. Let's listen to, how do you say it? It's interpreted as the chit-chat polka.
I think it's the trich-tratch.
Trich-tratch, which, as you note, is very hard to type, too.
yeah.
But the chit-chat polka, let's listen. It's like timpani as trampoline.
Yes.
You were a timpanist in school. And what are we hearing there?
So we're hearing a glissando on the timpani, which is basically, you know, there's a foot pedal on a timpani that controls what note the timpani plays. And this is allowing the foot to go all the way down on that pedal. So to, you know, gliss up the scale as one would on a piano, where you just drag your hand along the keys, or on a xylophone with a mallet. And it's such a fun thing to be able to do as a musician. I think Strauss really also wanted his pieces to be fun for the people who played them.
Listen. But the song itself, it's chit-chat. What's it about?
Gossip. Gossip and maybe being a little mean and petty with your friends in high society. This is a piece intended to be light music, intended to be popular and easy to understand and joyful to listen to. And I think it's so on its face, just something nice and sweet.
Yeah. Another interesting note, Strauss II's great-grandfather was Jewish. And Nazis who, you know, declared that Strauss waltzes were so German, you know, a representation of Germany, he was from Austria, tried to hide that fact.
Yeah, it's disappointing how much history was twisted to support whatever point of view art was meant to have during that time.
Yeah. And the title of your piece is, What Do I Have to Do to Earn the Nickname Waltz King? Well, apparently,
I guess I have to write some waltzes.
Write a waltz. One or two, and apparently have awesome whiskers and a big mustache.
Yeah, I'm working on all of it, but winter's coming, so maybe that's when I'll get my time in.
Fran Hoffner writes about music for WQXR now in New York City and gives us her perspective on composers. Fran, thanks so much.
Thank you.